Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's time for the firm of Harris and Meringue.
I was terrified that I was not going to make the show on time.
Patrick Harris.
Hi, friend.
Danny Meringue.
I'm one of those weirdos.
On the Fan Sports Network.
Hi, friends. Happy little Wednesday. Tuesday, I mean. You know, it must be a Tuesday. It's always a Tuesday around here.
It's a Twesday.
It's Twesday. Congratulations on three of us being three of the four people in the building today.
Because right? You know, Durden Springer, you get out of here immediately.
If they aren't already in the parking lot. You know, there are times I get to my car before I hear Joey Mack at 1 o'clock.
Yep.
And that makes me... I'm just impressed.
I'm like, how did I make it out here this fast?
Get the hell out of here.
That was kind of fast.
I don't know, dude. You're lucky that today is today because I think you should get roasted for this.
Why?
You were offered the day off and did not take it.
I didn't.
For your service.
Yep.
Ah, man, dude, we don't get a lot of days off around here.
No, we don't, but I don't know. Maybe I'm a weirdo, maybe I'm a sicko. I just with all like the all the Veterans Day stuff, I don't ever really like quote unquote take advantage of it. And there's a weird part of me like
enter taking advantage of it in three times. No. I'm messing with you. You can be serious.
Yeah, no. First of all, shout out to all the veterans out there.
Shout out to all the veterans.
We're all weird
included.
and twisted and broken. We all have our stories and all of our stuff that comes along with it and like how we got there and whether we did, you know, 4 years, 20 years, 30 years, whatever it is, it's a massive part of our life and kind of who we are, who we've been. And
it's very much identity.
Yeah, there's a lot of identity. Like it matured me more than I ever thought. You know, I barely graduated high school because my last 2 years of high school, I screwed around so much. I had to clep a test to walk. But then I go to college and my degrees, I've got a, you know, 3.98 GPA. Like,
yeah.
It matured me. Like it did. Now, it took a big part of my innocence.
Sure.
It did.
Yeah.
Like the stuff that you see and things that you do, especially in the time period that I was in. Yeah. Yeah. When you're 19 years old and you're picking out brain matter out of the wall because somebody clicked off a freaking S-Fest in a room. Yeah. That does something to you. But at the same token, like on the Veterans Day stuff, I'm fortunate. Even though my body is broken and I'm going to pay for it for the rest of my life, I have all my limbs.
Yeah.
I have my faculties. I don't have like...
You can pee on your own.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't have any of like the traumatic brain injury, PTSD, ideations and stuff like that haunt me. I consider myself very lucky. And with a lot of those things, one that was really popular for a long time on Veterans Day, I don't know if they still do it, but Applebee's gave free meals
to
veterans. And I had a bunch of buddies for the first couple of years, like, let's go to Applebee's. You can eat free. And I'm like, man, I know a lot of vets that are not doing well.
Yeah.
I don't want to be at that table and take that up. Like, I want them to have that opportunity. I've mentioned this before. you know, suicide rate among veterans is, I think it's four or five times the national average.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our medical needs and necessities are much greater than the average person.
And the VA isn't enough to give what you need.
No, it's not. And so, like, I have...
Shout out the VA.
Shout out most VAs.
Shout out the people that work at the VA.
Shout out most people that work at
VAs.
Yes,
yes.
Like most things. I have access to the VA. I've got, you know, injury benefits and all those kind of things, but I don't really use them. And I'm not sitting here to be like high and mighty or anything like that, but like, I know the waiting times. I know how hard it is to get in there sometimes. I know how much of a process and a pain in the ass it can all be. And so people are always like, well, you know, you shouldn't feel that way. You know, you did this, you did that. You have access to these things. I'm good. And so on days like today, I always like, I was given the day off, but you know, then that puts, you know, more burden on you guys. And that's not ever the way that I'm ever going to be.
You care about us?
I know. It's weird.
Might've been the nicest thing you ever said.
In a roundabout way.
Only if it affects you.
Yeah, it's more about how I feel about it. Not actually about you guys. It's how I feel about it. And if you're watching on YouTube and you see me keep looking down, my earbud fell off my headphone. I'm sitting here, my ADD.
Picked a great time to do it.
Yeah, no, my ADD is really frustrating me right now because I only have one earbud in and it's super, super weird. It's like making me all fidgety.
I think a lot of people have that, rock that at the station.
Yeah, oh yeah.
So a lot of people do. I think this guy
the one
over
oh, yeah.
here does one.
I
think Sukanik only has one in.
Well, it's fine for me. Like on TV, I have an IFB.
Right.
And that is a solo little one, but that one I just kind of, it's just one cord. Now I have this one here just like sitting here dangling. It's throwing me off. You know what I could do? I could just plug my IFB in and call it good.
You could also just, I don't know, your IFB might have a delay.
Mm.
I've tried the Bluetooth thing in here.
Well, no, my it plugs in.
Oh, it plugs in? Yeah. Then you might be okay.
Yeah, I might just do that. I'll just do that in the break.
Yeah, dude, if you got a nice IFB, why not?
I'll just do that.
I was thinking about, there's IEMs, two inner ear monitors that a lot of musicians use.
Oh, yeah.
Some people, because I follow some super nerdy stuff on the internet about like headphones and audio stuff and audiophile loser stuff. There are some people out there that use IEMs for their headphones, like to listen to music.
Oh.
Because some of them are nice enough that they give you good resonance.
Interesting.
I know.
Okay.
Which I thought would be a bad idea because I think it's supposed to give you multi-channel and control how much you want, but it's just so you can hear, not to jam out. But I've never had an IEM, so I don't know. I don't know if they would actually sound great.
Yeah, because usually it's just, if you're doing them, it's usually so you can either like hear a click track or...
Mm-hmm. I need to hear the drummer because there's 60,000 people screaming my name.
Yeah, which is funny, if people don't know this, I've played drums forever. Drummers, they just hear a click track the whole time. If you don't know what a click track is, it is literally just a tempo counter.
Tick, well, not tick. All drummers.
A lot of drummers. It's just a click track that I hear. And it's such a weird thing to think about. They're playing in a stadium full of 20,000 people and they just hear
tick,
tick, tick. Tick, tick. So just
keep, not for me, man.
Because the way the sound goes out of the stadium is a delay, and so it can throw you off if you don't have the tempo in your head. It's super, super weird.
I don't like that. Sometimes when I record music, then it'll put the click track on there, and I'm oh, it's so distracting to me.
Yeah,
I like trying to keep the time natural. I mean, I'm fortunate enough that I can keep a beat fairly well. Naturally,
the amount of people that can't clap on rhythm
is wild.
It drives me bonkers.
Well, I think it just goes to show that like music artistic skills are not easily had. You kind of have it or don't have it. Like I can't draw. All right, I'm very artistic, but I cannot draw.
I feel like the Venn diagram of people who can't clap on rhythm and who do the white man's overbite is a near circle.
You don't like the white man overbite?
Yeah, I mean,
it's one of my favorite lines from When Harry Met Sally.
It's one of those things that you just either got it or you don't.
We went to an Ethiopian restaurant. I said we'd order two empty plates and get out of there. I thought it was funny. She didn't laugh. So then, well, you know, we go out dancing, do the white man's overbite. You go home, you have sex, and then you got to leave early in the morning. Something to that degree. Billy Crystal.
Perfect.
A gentleman. A gentleman deep down inside.
Okay. The IFB works.
It does.
It does.
Whoa, it looks weird.
Yeah, well.
It looks like a camelback. Like you're about to rip that thing with some liquor in
yeah,
it.
Yeah, well, I can clip it to my collar.
Oh,
there we go.
Okay.
It definitely sounds different. It's all I hear is clear vocal now. It's like...
It's quality.
Yeah, it's a little weird.
Why don't you rock two of those?
because it's, well, I mean, on TV, you're just trying, you're kind of hide it.
Right.
That's why it's this. But yeah, now I've got something that's going to bother me the entire show because this is not working the way it's supposed to.
I actually saw you on TV a little bit last night.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. What establishment were you at?
I was at my house.
Oh. You kept the game on long enough.
No, I forgot to turn the channel.
There we go.
I was upstairs doing some stuff. My wife and I were working on our bonus room and kind of cleaning up. She's
You heard the voice and all of a sudden you had PTSD? Off.
No, and then I went downstairs to like do something. I think I had to let the dog out and I went downstairs and looked over at the TV and I was like, oh yeah, Danny's talking about, like, oh, I can't do this. I'm going to talk with Danny about Blazers tomorrow. Like,
yeah, you don't want to hear me talk about it now.
I don't need this right now. No. Although you did not respond to my text again. I got a page, Joe Simons, all right? My Wazoo brethren.
Oh, no. I didn't respond because...
Did you talk to him about this?
I read, so we got off air and I immediately read it word for word and then I added, sincerely, Patrick Harris.
Yeah, dude. At the end of it. Come on, Joe. I've never met you, dude, but things are not going well, man.
His response to you, so Joe said Cougars and not Cougs.
I have never said Cougars in my life. The Washington State Cougars? Yeah. That doesn't make sense. But, go Cougs.
Joe's first response... You perked his ears.
Oh, yeah?
He goes, Pullman or Vancouver?
I went to Pullman,
and that's
baby.
What I said. He went to Pullman. He goes, I'll hear him out.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. It's Cougs. Come on, Joe. Come on, Joe.
So, there you go.
I was embarrassed. That's why. So, Danny, you're lucky, actually. I turned the channel because of Joe Simons.
There you
not
go.
Of Danny
not because of me. There you
no,
go.
No.
Love it. Simple things.
Yeah, you're looking good on TV, though, man. Hair's all nice.
it's little mild changes.
Even the wife said something. She was like, Danny looks good. Yeah, his texture is like, who's the doppelganger that replaced Danny? Where'd the serial killer lunch hour go? Keep it up, and we might think you're a decent human being deep down. Deep down
near the bodies.
Yeah, no, I bury the bodies on top, and then the sweet... you know, gushy cores down under the bodies. That's all it is. I will say this is kind of messing with me now because now my levels is like what I talk versus what I hear. It's like I need to find the sweet spot here because the volume is very different.
Yeah, that's what I have to do. And I think that's why it's so loud when I come in. Because
Sprague's deaf?
No, my voice is pretty muffled in this. But yours is clear.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
So I just deal with it. I just deal with the internal dialogue.
That's one of those inside baseball things. Like, anybody who's listening to us is like, I don't care. It is a very, very, very weird thing to have your own voice in your ear. The worst thing that happens, it happens on TV the most. Rust, I'm sure you've seen guys on TV when we get IFB feedback. It will cause you to have a stroke.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden you'll see him.
Yeah, you will literally, you will just rip it out of your ear because you cannot talk. Your voice is on about a half second or a second delay. And as you try to talk, if I try to talk, right behind it, and it causes you to short circuit. If you ever see somebody just rip their IFB out,
that's why
they're not like frustrated. Well, they could be frustrated with somebody, but it causes
Jason
you.
Jason Swigart in their ear yelling at them to break.
Yeah, it is. It is something like it does something to you that makes it so you cannot talk.
Well,
it's such a weird phenomenon.
This face for radio is not going to have to worry about that.
Yeah, well, dude, look, come on. That's my own father told me that. I started on TV. He's like, that's weird.
Why?
You have a face for radio.
UGLY. You ain't got no alibi. You ugly.
It happens.
It does happen.
It happens.
Oakley Doakley, we got a show for you today. 11 o'clock hour, we'll get to some college football. The ACC is falling apart, but the SEC is starting to separate themselves from everybody else. The Big Nooner will hit the future of the New York Giants as that news broke yesterday. But we didn't have a ton of time to get into it. We'll make fun of the Huskies today. We'll talk about Monday Night Football. Free consultation at 12:15 as we do every single day. Every single Tuesday, excuse me, at 12:15. So get those questions in throughout the day. But we'll start here. The dead man walking was given his papers. And I'm kind of surprised it happened. And the story on how we got here is even more wild. Nico Harrison is out in Dallas. We'll start there. 105.1 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
It's 1018 here, Portland Sports Leader. Don't you forget it. We are live from the shadows of the historic Fremont Bridge. 503-864-6326 is the fan text line. She lets you interact with us throughout the entire day. Also over on the youtube.com/1051TheFan. It is a wild thought. On a Veterans Day, this guy who has never fired a gun in his life sits next to you, my friend.
Where I have, oh wow, that's super hot. I have tinnitus in my left ear from firing a gun so much.
Yeah. There's a better chance you get me gambling before you get me shooting guns.
I'll get you on a range.
No, you won't.
I will.
You won't.
Chloroform exists.
There he is, guys. He's back.
And we're back.
And we're back. Let's dive right into this, all right? The news this morning broke about two hours ago, right? 8 o'clock, that the Dallas Mavericks were going to relieve Nico Harrison of his duties, and that was confirmed. There are a bunch of sources out there. Finally, a statement from the ownership group in Dallas relieving Nico Harrison of his job. This stems from, about 6 months?
9 months.
9 months
since
he did the dumbest trade in the history of the NBA.
You can argue it might be the worst trade in sports history.
The worst trade in sports history. You know, the Pau Gasol one really pissed me off to the Lakers, but...
Yeah. But Pau wanted out.
I know.
Luka didn't want out. He had just bought a $14 million house.
Yeah, it might be. I'm sure there's some, like, baseball ones that don't age well because, like, some minor leaguer you never heard of named, you know, Willie Mays was traded or something weird like that. But, yeah, as far as, like, active players, yeah. Comes off the heels of that and the fire Nico chance, the what looks to be more and more rigged day by day, the Cooper Flagg draft winning that. And the Mavericks have said enough is enough, and they relieved him of duties this morning.
There's so many things. There's so many different angles of this. The fact that the impetus for the firing was two things. One, how crappy the Mavs have been to start the season, so they couldn't use the potpourri of like, but look, we're better.
Defense is good. You showed me some metrics the other day that shows their defense is pretty good. Their offense is just woof.
It's a train wreck. You think the Blazers struggle on offense? You have seen nothing yet.
And they have Cooper Flagg.
Yeah. So...
what we talked about his comments he made the other day. I don't remember if we did it on the air or not.
Yeah, no, we played it for...
We played it on the air. Homesy.
It was Homesy or Closing Arguments.
Something like that.
Yeah.
And he was talking about how he's never lost like this in his entire life. Yeah. Now, that's a little bit of privilege there because you are Cooper Flagg.
But he's also, you know...
But he's also recognizing that they are losing.
Yes.
Like
they aren't in games.
The game starts and it's over.
Yeah. And it's done.
Yeah.
So there's that. But there's also Christian Clark, who covers the Mavs, had an article out highlighting what transpired last night between a Mavs fan and Patrick Dumont, the acting or face of ownership for the Adelson family. And basically this 18-year-old fan was giving the bird and telling him to go bleep himself. And the fan ended up apologizing, said, you know, I don't want to do that. I'm sorry.
Which, good for that kid.
Yeah, look,
you know
for
what
a kid
I mean?
To recognize that.
18-year-old?
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd have done that.
And Dumont basically said a version of, sorry, I traded like the most important player of a lifetime.
And your favorite player. You live in Dallas and you're wearing a Laker jersey at a non-Laker game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That it took that bit of reality. I think that's, honestly, this is what's kind of insane about this. The Dumont and the Adelsons, like, I don't think it actually hit them until last night. I don't think it did. I don't think it hit, like, it truly hit home. Despite all the Fire Nico chants, despite all the social media, despite all the protests, where have they not been? Where has ownership not been? Face-to-face with fans.
No, they have not. Probably because nobody wants to get told to F themselves.
But somebody did, and like it took a moment of humanity to go, we've got to try to fix this.
There's also some interesting stuff that I read that I was kind of chatting with you before the show. Like, I had read some stuff that ownership was kind of not sour on Nico yet, but we're like, kind of like, let's deal AD. Look, this thing is going to take a lot more work than we realize. Kyrie's not coming back anytime soon. Mm-hmm. Let's see what we can get for AD, and he refused to. And that was kind of one of the straws that broke the camel back. I think the reality is it's just people that run the basketball program over there don't know basketball. And they're learning from their mistakes. Now, I'll give them a lot of credit for learning from their mistakes. Because I don't know what Phoenix is doing. I don't know what Sacramento is doing.
Yeah.
You know, like, we bitch and moan about the Blazers all the time, but...
It can always be worse.
It can always be worse. I've been on the record. I kind of like what Joe Cronin's built here. I think he's going in the right direction. Mm-hmm. Still a lot of work to do.
Sure.
A lot of unknowns to be answered. But I would never look at Joe Cronin, even if I was just like a nobody. And even if I had money and no repercussions, I would never tell him that he sucks at his job and F you.
Yeah.
Like these people are to their equivalent of Joe Cronin and Jody Allen.
Yes. So here's another part of this. Patrick Dumont has an open letter to Mavs fans. I don't like reading this much, but this one's kind of worth reading because of how bad it is. Dear Mavs family, on May 30th, 2024, the Mavs won the Western Conference Championship. We came up short in the NBA Finals, but we all agreed our future was bright. As fans of this franchise, you've every right to demand a commitment to success from us. Okay, good start. Good start. No one associated with the Mavs organization is happy with the start of what we all believe will be a promising season. You have high expectations for the Mavericks, and I share them with you. When the results don't meet expectations, it's my responsibility to act, and I've made the decision to part ways with general manager Nico Harrison. There's something missing between May 30th, 2024 and the firing of Nico Harrison.
It's Luka Doncic.
Just say the thing.
Yeah, say
the
line,
the thing,
Bart.
Yep. Like, dude, we screwed up. Say we should not. Say it out loud.
Well.
Go, like, I know he's like, you don't admit failure. Don't. No, say it. You want to bring people back? You want to, like, you want to think you can be a part of this city, be a part of this culture? Say the thing. Say that you screwed up. Don't dance around it. Don't do anything like that. We screwed up. We traded away a franchise icon at the peak of his powers, and we did not do the necessary due diligence to get a return that that matched what we sent out.
Well, that's it. That's it. If they came out and said, we believe that trading Luka was the right move for our franchise. You can say that, and I can listen to that. Mm-hmm. But the return has to be
you
a thousand
have
times
five
better.
Five first-round picks and three players that you think are going to be the bee's knees.
How Austin Reeves is not starting for the Dallas Mavericks is beyond my imagination. Cool, because the Lakers didn't want to get rid of him. Then you don't get Luka.
Yeah.
Plain and simple. If they would have come out and said, look, we stand by the idea of moving on from Luka, but we admit that we failed at getting the correct return. Boy, that'd go a long way for me. That'd go a long way for the fan base, too. Because here's
They'd still think you're dumb.
They'd still think you're dumb.
But they could at least be like,
well, at least they admitted it. And maybe they learned from their mistake. Because now here's the question, man. And I know the NBA is set up in ways to prevent this, which is the whole point of it. But this goes to, like, when you are Cooper Flagg, and you, this is what you're watching, okay? In your short time in the NBA, you've basically been in the NBA since you stepped foot on Duke campus, right? You knew you were going. The question was, can I win a title at Duke before I go to the draft? That was really the only question. And how much NIL money can I make before I go to the draft? So in this year and 2 months, you have seen the Dallas Mavericks, Kyrie Irving goes down, Luka Doncic gets traded for nothing, the GM who drafts you then gets fired, and an owner admitting malpractice. Boy, when my rookie deal is up, can't wait to sign that extension.
And that's why.
And I know it's built friendly to keep players in-house. And I actually love, for all my issues with the NBA and their salary cap and RFA and all that kind of stuff, that is something that I love because it incentivizes guys like Anthony Edwards to stay in Minnesota and not go to the Lakers or the Heat. I love that. Giannis in Milwaukee, et cetera. But if I'm Cooper Flagg, dude, it's like, man, I made $38 million in college that I normally wouldn't have made. I might take a hit and go somewhere else.
Well, not just that. So the Mavs basically have 4 years now. The clock has started to make sure that you're building around Cooper Flagg. There are two players, I think, that are on this team that are quote-unquote untouchable. Obviously, Cooper is the one. The next one is probably Lively, and I don't know if he's untouchable, but you better be getting a King's ransom for him if you're dealing him. Every single other player is dealable, and you should be looking to explore, and you should tank the living bejesus out of this season because this draft class, we were talking about this off-air yesterday.
Ding.
There is a top 10 in this draft class. As a reminder, Cooper Flagg should be in this draft class.
Yep.
You've got Cam Boozer. You've got A.J. DeBonsa. You've got Mikal Brown. You've got Darren Peterson. You've got Koa Pete. You've got Nate Amen. Like, you have got Tunde Yusufu. You have got so many dudes. Caleb Wilson, you have got so many dudes that everybody's looking at this class going, oh, this might be one of those classes.
And I'm being told AD has foot problems that are related to an Achilles. Get him out.
Yeah.
Get him out.
He's been with the Mavs for 45 games. He's appeared in 14, I believe is the number now.
You're not going to be able to move Kyrie, but I would actually like Kyrie when he comes back to teach my kids.
I mean, you might actually be able to move Kyrie.
Yeah.
Now, you technically can't because he's injured, all those kind of
things. Right, but when he comes back.
Because, you know, damn near every team in the league checked in on Damian Lillard.
When
the Milwaukee Bucks bought him out. Damn near every team in the league did.
Now, why not?
Because they know the value of him. And Kyrie, despite all of his stuff, has seemed to have matured and gotten out of the crazy.
Look, one thing I'll always give Kyrie credit, and I'm a Kyrie apologist, is as crazy and loose cannon as he is off the court, it rarely translates to on the court. It did in Boston, but I think we all agree that Boston and Kyrie Irving were a bad fit from the jump.
And Brooklyn.
Well, Brooklyn had its own problems, I think. But for the most part, Kyrie steps onto the court and none of that stuff matters. And he plays ball. And I give him a lot of credit for that, which is why, even though he is crazy, why he's still so valuable. Because on the court, now, I don't want him talking to my rookies off the court.
Right.
But on the court, yeah, man, stick around. Show me how to hoop.
But you've got him. You've got Anthony Davis. You've got P.J. Washington.
Move P.J. Move Davis.
You've got Najee Marshall.
Like, someone will give you some garbage for Klay Thompson, even though he's cooked.
I mean, he's oof.
But I mean, dude, put him in a package.
Yeah.
He's cheap. He's not super expensive. Somebody's on a title contender and they're like, I'll take Klay Thompson off the bench.
If you're the Mavs right now, so
here's a second round in 2031.
Well, I wouldn't go that far, but.
But you know what I mean.
But the Mavs are appointing Mike Finley and I can't remember the other guy's name.
Great Mike Finley.
Matt Riccardi.
Thank you. I could not remember. I had Bacardi in my head. I'm like, that's not it. But they're co-GMs until they find a full-time replacement. I think you need to go outside your organization.
Without a doubt.
Like,
you need fresh eyes.
Like, somebody needs to come in and go, okay, Cooper Flagg, Derek Lively, you guys are in this bucket.
Yep.
Everybody else, you are in the you can be had bucket.
They need like a Jerry DePoto, somebody that's just down to trade everybody. Watch him go hire like a Neil Olshey, who's like, no, I like all these guys.
Well, no, he didn't draft any of them.
That's true.
So
I'm trading Cooper Flagg.
Yeah.
Austin Reeves, straight up.
Oh, God. Lakers.
Told you I wanted Austin Reeves, and we never should have got the number one pick in the first place.
Yeah, you know, we're just
putting, it all evens
just
out.
Just writing things out.
You gave Luka and Cooper Flagg for Austin Reeves?
AD and Austin Reeves? What are you doing? But, yeah, no, it's it is kind of funny that it took a bad start to the season when they weren't going to be good to begin with because they didn't have anybody who could be a primary ball handler.
But it's like they needed to see it to believe it. It's like they gaslit themselves to not think that they were going to be bad. And although we all laugh and think that the draft was rigged, like, you were in that position for a reason. Like, and then you just traded the only thing you had. Mm-hmm. So to need to see it to believe it that you were going to be bad is a rough spot to be in.
But there's another little tidbit in this story that it doesn't make me feel bad for Nico Harrison. It does a little bit. He had a new seat in the arena, and they had portable stairs that they would run up to where his seat was that would allow him to get to the tunnel and exit as quickly as possible.
For when they started booing him?
Or, heaven forbid, rushed him.
Oh, wow. Security reasons?
I mean, he was getting death threats. Which, that's not okay.
That's not okay.
And it's also not okay when he's out with his family at the local Chili's to go through the window, dap him up, and tell him he sucks.
That's so rough.
That clip was wild.
That's so rough. I would never do that, but shout out that fan that did that.
You have a right to do that.
I would not do that.
I would not do
that. But this is America on a Veterans Day.
There's just so much in this, man. There's just so much in this. The straw that broke the camel's back being that is objectively funny.
Yep. We'll keep eyes on this over the next few days to see what any kind of fallout there is in Dallas. But let's stick in the association with the Blazers here. And, you know, sometimes a guy just makes a shot. Mm. Sometimes it just happens that way. But first, there's Rust with Sports.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Big Will Betts checking in on the YouTube over there. Says there's a buzz down in Dallas right now. Is that's where he works?
He's down in the Big D.
He's down in the Big D. He said champagne bottles may be popping in the office today.
Pop bottles.
That is a wild thought. Like, you know, let's take us for example here, okay? Let's say, let's say we're all diehard Ducks fans, okay? And they win a national championship. Or let's say we all really, really hated Chauncey Billups and he goes to jail. You got to be on some whole nother level to for me to decide to like celebrate in the office and I don't work for you. You know what I mean? Like Will is down there in sports media and the office in sports media is stoked that somebody got fired. Like you got to be so unlikable.
I saw a tweet earlier that was the gist was, do you know how much people have to dislike you for all of NBA Twitter who doesn't agree on anything to all agree that you suck?
They do not agree on anything.
And I was like, Damn.
And you agreed with that take.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Dude, the Blazers were the only team playing that night. They were the only team playing that night. They were playing the Suns.
Yeah.
And we're all sitting in press row, and I popped up like a prairie dog because I saw it first. And I turned to everybody. I go, check your phones. And everybody's like, what? And I'm like, Luka just got traded to the Lakers. And the big eyes from both rows, like we all spent the next like 5 minutes. Shams got hacked. He got hacked.
Yeah.
He got hacked. And there's no way.
No way they would trade him to the, not only trade him, but trade him to the Lakers.
Because they're sitting there going, what would the Lakers give?
I don't even remember where I was because I was in shock.
I remember exactly where I was because we were.
Well, you just said.
Yeah,
that.
The only team playing. So it was like, it was crazy. And I remember a fan showing one of the Suns players their phone during a timeout. And then it spread to the Suns and Blazers bench because they don't have their phones.
Right.
And then everybody, like, I remember Jeremy Grant's face, just jaw dropped, hand over his mouth, wide eyed, like, what?
Well, isn't there a famous video of Kevin Durant? He's like, no.
Yeah.
No.
And in the Suns locker room that night, you know, KD said, and both of them said, if he could be traded,
any of us
could be traded. Like, that was the fear that went through the players was like, oh, I have no power. I have no leverage.
Yeah,
I have none.
So what would be the bigger reaction / celebration in Dallas? This move firing Nico Harrison or if Jerry Jones somehow gave up general manager responsibilities?
Well, Stephen Jones still exists.
I don't know, man, dude. I like
Jerry sold the team.
Nico is tough. I mean, Nico like did something to you that you will never forget. I don't think Jerry's done anything as egregious as Luka. Trading Micah is tough.
Yeah, but he also brought in the triplets.
Yes. There is a lot of good that Jerry has done, and Micah is not Luka Doncic.
No.
Micah Parsons is a great player.
But also the city of Dallas.
And they also got something back for it.
Well, I would argue.
Not a ton, but something.
I would argue.
They got more than they did for Luka.
I would argue the returns are about the same.
Ouch.
I would argue. And that's the thing is, the two franchise pillars, the two best players at their positions in the league, in their respective leagues, got traded for pennies on the dollar.
Yeah.
By incompetent ownership and front offices.
DJ on the YouTube says, for anyone that isn't sure what the Luka trade meant, in girl terms, Destiny Child just traded Beyonce to TLC for Chili. Now, I don't know why Chili's catching shade there. I love TLC, but that is kind of the equivalent.
Well, you can't go with Left Eye because,
well,
she's not around.
I think we all knew that, Danny.
Not everybody does that.
Well, I think we all did.
Okay.
Why is Chili and Left Eye getting shade thrown?
Just saying.
I mean, T-Boss is my favorite.
Well, I mean, but also,
I suppose there is some validity.
Anthony
there.
Davis has some left eye qualities of
sure.
not being available.
Sure. Damn. Ouch. That is savage, dude.
Man.
So he's got a holiday named after him and he just thinks he can take shots at anybody.
Pew, pew, pew.
Damn.
No, that's maybe a bit much. Sorry.
Damn.
Sorry.
I want to know why Chili catching strays, though. I think it's Dallas, honestly. I think because Nico being fired is a, like, yeah, got him, boys. Get that loser out of here. If Jerry goes, I think that's like a, I think it is an insurmountable amount. It'd be like taking a breath of real air after climbing Mount Everest. I think you would be so relaxed and just relieved. The pressure, the tension that comes off your shoulders.
As opposed to the celebratory nature of
Yeah, as opposed to just, I hate this guy and he screwed me over. Jerry is just exhausting.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I would say.
The longevity of it all.
Yes. The Cowboys haven't won a playoff game since Tony Romo. Mm-hmm. Wait, he didn't win a playoff game.
Oh, right.
See what I mean?
Yeah, like, the hold.
Like, the no catch from Dez. Yeah. You know, like, it's been a long time.
Mm.
The Mavs have won a title and been to a title since then. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's Jerry.
Yep.
Well, we wasted that away. And we come back, we'll talk about the Blazers. They lose to the Magic 115-112. And like I said, sometimes guys just make a shot. 105 won the fan.
All I can think of when I hear this song is Michael Keaton. Sometimes you just gotta creep. Creep.
Sometimes you gotta creep. Creep. Now that's like the seventh reference you've done. No, I don't know.
Can't
who
go chasing waterfalls.
I don't know any of them. That was good. I did watch that movie for the first time. I did enjoy Michael Keaton. Coming up in hour number deuce, we will get into Monday Night Football and whatever the hell that was. The ACC is falling apart. The SEC starts to separate, plus web jams. We're going to move old Jed Fish talk to tomorrow. This is how much I care about Jed Fish. We were supposed to talk about him on Monday. Mm. He got moved to today, and he is now getting moved to tomorrow.
There you go.
Because
he's a husky.
And he's just a wet blanket.
He's a fish?
He is a fish.
I love Jed Fish.
What are you, a gay fish?
Mm.
That's South Park reference?
Yes.
You like Jed Fish?
Yeah,
you
dude.
Would love Jed Fish. Good God.
You get to interview him, and you're just like, yeah, I like this guy.
Oh, I'm a hard pass on that.
Oh, no, he's great.
Blazers fall last night, 112-115. And if you've heard updates all day today, they've kind of told you the story of the game. Blazers go on a big run late in the fourth quarter to tie the ball game up. And then kind of, in my opinion, a little out of nowhere, Desmond Bane hits a shot. Magic win 115-112.
Well, it was definitely out of nowhere. The Magic at that point in time were 7 of 29 from 3.
Just playing dog-ass basketball.
Desmond Bane was 0 of 5 from 3.
Dude, what is wrong with him? I mean, you've said this. We've talked about it. It's fit. It's all that stuff. But, bro, you gave up 5 first-round draft picks for this guy?
4.
4, whatever it is. That's 4 too many from what I've seen. Small sample size.
So, what's really interesting here is what the Blazers have in 2 straight games is their inability to turn the team over. In the opponent. They only forced, 13? Yeah, 13 turnovers last night and 5 steals. The Blazers, prior in their first 8 games, 20 turnovers forced every night and over 10 steals. They had 5 steals last night and only 13 turnovers. The Magic played their game. They slowed it down. I need to double check it, but I believe this is the first time this season the Blazers did not cross 100 possessions. This is the team that plays at the second fastest pace in the NBA.
Right.
So you're limiting their possessions. They shot better from 3, 13 of 36 from 3, 36%, which is fine. It's fine. It's not great, but it's fine. They missed some free throws, 19 of 26. They missed 7 free throws, some clutch free throws that were missed by both Paolo Banchero and Shaedon Sharpe that made the final 35 seconds of that game completely bonkers. But the thing that, bit them, it kind of opened the door, obviously, was the missed free throws and then Paolo Banchero getting that and one. It was a great little play design.
Yeah.
But before that, Tumani Kamara and Tiago Splitter cooked in the ATO, the after timeout on the sideline out of bounds play where Tumani Kamara turned into Nick Batum for a second.
Yeah.
Threw an inch perfect pass to Jeremy Grant for an and one on the lob. It was just like, oh my God, out of nowhere.
Yeah, and we talk about this almost every single time we get into the Blazers. You know, it sometimes offensively takes the entire, all 6 of them, I'm going to call them all 6, the starters and Jeremy Grant, to at least 5 of 6 of those to be on. Jrue Holiday had a rough game last night. He had a rough fourth quarter, I thought. It's just sometimes he's not supposed to be the offensive guy that we're relying on, but I think we're how do I want to describe this? I feel like we've been gifted some nice Jrue Holiday moments so far that maybe we kind of, maybe as a casual fan, we're kind of like expecting him to bail us out every night.
Well, again, it's kind of funny. Coming into the night, I think Jrue was averaging 17-6-4.
Which I love.
I'm
great with
that. You get that from your starting point guard. That's good.
A true
baby.
Point guard. Not, yeah. not a James Harden, Steph Curry point guard.
No,
but like a true distributor of the ball point guard.
But not only that, so the rough night from Jrue Holiday is 13-7-7. on 6 of 14
shooting. I know I love the 7-7, but I think it's the 6 of 14 shooting, the 1 of 4 from downtown, that I think just has some people kind of just... Nobody's mad at Drew Holiday. Nobody says
Oh, no,
sucks.
People are mad at Drew Holiday right now because of that turnover at the end.
Oh, I'm not mad at him. That's basketball. Things happen.
Yeah, no. And again...
That's a two-time NBA champ who might be walking into the Hall of Fame. Yeah. I don't know. I'm not mad at him.
No.
As happens. Like yes. I said, sometimes a kid makes a shot. Desmond Bane, for my money, not my cup of tea. He made a shot.
I mean, it was an incredible shot. I mean, running away to the corner... Tom Haberstroh had it on the broadcast last night. It's the longest by distance game-winning shot in Magic history.
Oh, wow.
27 feet. And it was a
That's not even that far.
It is and it isn't. But also,
I live in Damian Lillard land.
Yes. It was 38 feet.
38
I think.
Feet.
38 or 39. Tumani Kamara was blanketing him. It was unbelievable defense. And Bane just ripped it. Absolutely ripped that shot. And now the Blazers have lost two in a row. Dun, 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 dun. They're 5-5. But yet, they have, of their 10 games, nine of them, they have had a chance in the final 5 minutes to win the game. And they've come out on top in five of them. That's where they are. It's like they're losing in the margins.
I found this stat. The Portland Trailblazers have played the most regular season games decided by a margin of 3 points or less in NBA history.
Through the first 10. Yeah. Yeah, they're in every single
game.
They are.
And we talk about what is being said in every locker room post playing the Blazers. Boy, that sucked.
Mm-hmm.
Hated doing that.
And there is an adage in the NBA. You have to learn how to win.
Mm-hmm, you do.
And so far, they're about 500 in those.
And I mean, 500, I'm happy with 500 right now.
If you're getting games, this is how you get to be a team at 500 or better. You play 500 basketball in clutch moments.
Mm-hmm.
That's the reality. Great teams play above 500, but good teams play about 500 in those. We talk about this in the NFL in one score games. The Commanders last year, they had all the luck going their way. The Detroit Lions didn't have that luck 2 years ago, and they had it this past year. And we see that over and over and over. We talked about this yesterday with the Seahawks. You know, who have they played and who have they beaten? How many of these one score games and all these kind of things? There's fans across every sport. The one thing that they don't want to do is admit luck.
Really?
If you look at it, like we talk about Cooper Flagg, it's luck that the Mavs got him. It's luck.
Or is it?
Wemby going to the Spurs.
It's luck. I know. I don't actually believe it's rigged. And you can go down to, like, I'll take my fandom here for a second. In 2016, Rajai Davis hits a home run in the ninth inning off Aroldis Chapman to tie the game and send it into extra innings in Game 7 of the World Series. If that wall is 2 centimeters taller, he doesn't hit it. It's luck.
It's luck.
It's luck.
And it's just,
sometimes it's luck.
It just is what it is. And so...
And look, everybody in the NBA can shoot a basketball,
mm-hmm.
okay? Even the worst shooter in basketball, which apparently is Shaedon Sharpe, according to a lot of people, that even he can make a shot. So a Desmond Bane can throw it from 27 deep and it go in. There's a little bit of luck involved.
Yeah, there
now,
is.
Now, the Steph Currys and the Damian Lillards
they
of the world...
They can increase their luck.
Yes, they can increase their luck based on their skill. But there is still... Look, the shot over Paul George, there's a little bit of luck involved in that.
Look, Anthony Black takes off a tenth of a second later. That's a goaltend.
Yep.
That goaltending call that got reversed, it ended up being the right call. In live action, it looked like it was at its apex or coming down. You slow it down, you're like, no, it wasn't a goaltend. But if he takes off a split second later, it's a goaltend.
Yeah.
That's luck.
Well,
that's luck.
Blazers should have a get-right game here tomorrow as they will continue their road trip into New Orleans to take on the Pelicans.
Real quick, though, you mentioned Shaedon. We should mention Shaedon. Shaedon had a very good game last night.
Yep.
He was decisive. He was direct. He was aggressive. He didn't settle for shots. He got to the rim. He got to the free throw line. Did he miss some free throws? Yes,
sure.
It happens. But I liked what I saw from Shaedon last night.
I did too. And sometimes that's the remedy for your slumps is to keep shooting the ball. Don't keep shooting the ball like Cade Cunningham, but shoot the ball to get out of a slump.
46 shots to get 45 points, baby.
I'm
going to
take a pass on that. I'm going to take a real, real, real hard pass on that.
Two guys doing one job. We got to do something about that.
Mm. All right, when we come back, we'll slide over into the NFL. The Blazers will take on the Pelicans tomorrow in New Orleans, which should be a nice reset for them. But good for you, P1 Tyler, and your Magic fandom. Get it out of here. This is a honk-only uniform over here. I kid. Congrats on Magic fans. Nice little W. We come back. Monday Night Football. Is it a defensive struggle or is it just bad quarterback play? You might be surprised which way I go on this. Loaded hour number deuce, 105.1 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.